All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, February 11th of 2025. And looking ahead here, we have a four-game NBA main slate on tap tonight. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the Saber Sim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered. And also, since we didn't have a show yesterday, we didn't have a build review show yesterday, I'm going to be doing a build review show today at 5 p.m. Eastern, just to make sure we get that review over to some people who have been patiently waiting. So appreciate that. Appreciate everybody hanging out while I was out for a few days, but back and ready to rock and roll. So why don't we get SaberSim up and why don't we kick off a build for this four game NBA main slate? And then while that build is running, we will start with our first question of the day. So first question was asking about just kind of talking about, you know, using percentiles as your sorting metric versus using Saber Score. So good one. Plenty of time to break this down here. So let's wait for this build to finish. Now, first thing, right, what are the percentiles? So there's two types of percentiles in the app. There are player percentiles, which are like this 25, 50th, 75, 85th, 95th section, right? So it's telling you, hey, the 99th is saying 1% of the time, Hart scores 63 points. 5% of the time, he scores 55 or more, right? And this all comes from the graph and their sim results, right? So if we pull up his graph, which should load. Usually hard refresh fixes this one. I think it's just because I have too much running at the same time when I'm streaming. All right, try that one more time. Heart. All right, there it is. So graph pops up. So this is all describing the information that comes from, you know, this section on a player by player basis, right? So those are the player percentiles, and then there's lineup percentiles, right? Coming to the sorting metrics, you go to percentile. Say I sort by 99th, right? Well, what is this telling me? You're not going to notice that a number pops up here in the summary stats, 386.9. If I hover, I can actually, usually I can see all the percentiles, but 386.9, right? So what this means is that this lineup as a whole scores 386.9 points 1% of the time in our sim. So what we do is we put all the players in the lineup, and then we go back into the Sims and we say this lineup as a whole, when we look at this group of players, how do they do? And we get a similar type of graph on a lineup by lineup level. So that's what's happening here with lineup percentiles. Lineup percentiles, in our opinion, are better than player percentiles, because if you were to start trying to, you know, parlay a bunch of 1% outcomes for all, you know, nine players here, the odds of that outcome occurring would be really, really long, right? But this tells you 1% of the time as a whole. So we like lineup percentiles. In case you didn't know, lineup percentiles are a variable in SaberScore. If I go to SaberScore, I click on any one of these, and I come in here, you're going to see lineup percentiles as a part of this formula that makes up SaberScore, right? Difference here is that SaberScore also includes a sum projection variable and an ownership variable, right? So some people just like, hey, you know, how do I just optimize my lineups for upside and upside only and nothing else, right? Well, then you could basically get rid of the other two variables and only sort by percentile, and that would do it for you, right? So using percentile alone allows you to ignore average projection, ignore ownership, and just optimize for the highest upside lineups, regardless of those other things. And then SaberScore more tries to find a balance between all three of them, because we do think all three are important, right? The projection helps with your cashing rate. The ownership helps you to find players that maybe the field is overlooking. And then the upside helps you to, you know, have lineups that can get all the way to the top of the contest, right? So, and I think our official opinion here, right, is that SaberScore is better because it includes that variable and others. But it's okay to experiment with other types of variables if you so choose. So hope I've provided enough information there to, you know, help you make a determination, right? My goal here is to, you know, teach you and then let you make your own decisions. If you're looking for more information though on percentiles, in our help documentation in the frequently asked questions and glossary section, we do have a player and lineup percentile tutorial. This will probably be done by Jordan, and you can hear what he has to say on the topic as well. So I just dropped that here in the YouTube chat for anybody who wants to check that out at a later time. All right. Good question there to get us started. Next one. My process involves combining the lineups from multiple builds. One issue that always arises is that I will have multiple copies of the same lineup, albeit the players are in different spots in the lineups. The only workaround I've discovered is to do a self-sim to identify the duped lineups and then use a filter to eliminate lineups that are duped more than one time to dedupe my lineup pool. Is the SS team aware of this? It even occurs in the favorites tab. For some reason, it doesn't pick up the fact that it's the same lineup, but the players are in different spots within the lineup. So this is a known issue. I think that this is something a little bit further down on our backlog, because I think it affects a smaller percentage of the population as opposed to some of the bigger bugs and things that are a little more prominent in the app. So I would say it's something that we're aware of. It is something that we want to fix at some point. We just haven't been able to prioritize it just yet. All right. Those were our first two questions to get us started today. Let me jump back to office hours really quickly. No additional questions so far. Great. And why don't we do a build demo here, right? So we already have this build, 5,000 lineups. You know, let's do a demo where we're using percentile, right? So, okay, I come in here. You know, I'm going to set my lineups as big as many lineups as my plan allows. Minimax exposures. Minimax salary, probably fine on like a four-game slate. Okay, to open this up a little bit here. Opportunity, add any filters or rules if you want. You know, I'm not... We're not even getting any players projected for less than 10 in our lineups anyways. We do have like 11.29. You could set it a little bit higher if you want. But I would usually just set it around like 10. Just, you know, some of these guys like honestly might not even play sometimes. You know, you got to be aware of that, right? Like guys projected for 3 minutes, guys projected for 8 minutes, right? In my opinion, they just kind of lack the upside, right? Is kind of the theme of the day here. So that's why I would do that, but you don't need to. Build does a pretty good job of factoring those out for you. And then I would come in, sort by exposure. Let's say we're building, you know, 20 lineups for a contest today. Actually, you know what? We have 5,000 lineups. So why don't we say we're building 150, right? Maybe we're playing, you know, the 5 cent 150 max or something like that, but we're doing it on the starter plan and we want to use percentile, right? Okay. Cool. Come in here, sort by exposure. Big things for me are having my exposure, my leverage. Even pool can be useful here, right? Good information there. So I have my columns I want to see. I have 150 lineups. I have an average projection aggregate metric. I'm sorting by 99th percentile, right? Well, in this case, I would treat this a little bit similar to like using SaberScore, where I don't want to go too far down in my pool. Because I don't have the ROI to kind of tell me like, hey, you know, this lineup and these lineups and below are like negative ROI. So I want to be a little bit more careful, right? Try and stay in the top like 25 to 50% of my pool. So in the top like 1,000 to 2,500 lineups, trying not to go further than that. So now, right, it's all, for me, it's all about balancing, you know, my leverages, my exposures, and I would just start upping my uniques, right? I switched my sorting metric to 99th percentile, and then I'm going to go in and I'm going to jump, you know, from like 1 to 4 here, right? And my average projection goes down like 2.5 points. That seems fine. My highest exposed player goes down about 20%, which also seems fine. Notice my leverages get really, really flat here. Only 2 players above 20% leverage. And I'm at lineup 660, right? So 5,000 lineups. This puts me slightly lower than like 10% of the way through my pool. I think this is pretty good, right? A good opportunity to check your exposures and leverages and see like, hey, am I okay with this? Do I want to go further? Do I not? Maybe I want to go one further, right? Okay, let's go 4 to 5. Projection drops another 5 points here and our leverages get super flat. And, you know, now we're at lineup like 3,300. I would probably say you know, I'm just like scrolling here, right? All these lineups in like the 3,000s. I don't love this. I would probably go back to 4 at this point. I maintain that extra looks like we're taking 2 stands, right? Josh Giddey, Ja Morant. Good thing, right? Pool exposure is higher than their ownership. So not only do we like them in our top lineups, however many we're looking at, but we also like them like overall, right? So your pool exposure being higher than the player's ownership can be a good indication that, hey, you know, this is a pretty solid play and fine to have some additional leverage on. So I would basically stop here, right? I think this is good. I think this is a, you know, good stopping point. This process works for both, you know, percentiles and saber scores, kind of the way you want to be looking at it. And I would be ready to, you know, save my lineups and upload them. But I think this is how I'd be approaching this 4-game main slate tonight. All right. We have answered all the questions in the Discord, and we've done a slate demo for today. Not seeing any additional questions. Reminder, guys, we do have our build review show going live in about 45 minutes here, 5 p.m. Eastern. I already have 3 people signed up, but can always take some additional signups if anybody wants to get signed up. Either drop it in the office hours channel or send us an email, support@sabersim.com, letting me know what day, sport, site you want reviewed, and I'll add you to the list. So appreciate you guys tuning in. See you all soon. And until then, thanks. Take care. Bye.